Mmm, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Hey there, Nerd Clan. Thank you so much for coming back to Blake's Book Club. Today we're talking Chapter 12 of Voyager called Sacrifice. An interesting chapter, one that is... I see how would be important to the book, yet in the show, it's not in. And I think that's probably for the best. Though I've learned that this was actually shot and was a deleted scene for Outlander season 3. So the writers did feel it important enough to shoot and create, though for the sake of the story and I imagine time, it was removed. Again, I think it's probably the right choice because at least in the show, it was not Angus McKenzie who was who Jamie was taking the blame for. It was actually Murta. I've gone back and forth on that. We don't know who, at least I don't know who Angus McKenzie is. He's a nobody. And in the book, Jamie doing this for just some nobody, just for some guy, does show the kind of person that he is, what he's willing to do to protect his people, protect his friends, his cellmates. Let's just call it that, because having a tartan is a crime now, and even just this little teeny tiny piece is a crime. So that means a flogging. but Jamie doing this just for some nobody is important because he's doing it for the sake of protecting people, just for the sole reason of just doing it. Whereas if it was doing it for Murta, that would be different because now he's doing it for his godfather. And that feel, while noble and important and something that is admirable, the purpose for doing it is different. And I don't know if doing it for Murta is translated from the book well. And by the way, doing it for Murta is not wrong in my estimation. It doesn't change... Well, it does change the purpose, but the feeling is still the same. But again, it's just different. And it doesn't have to be the exact same as the book. It shouldn't be. It's just different. And I don't know if changing it in the TV show is what the book gives the same feeling that the book intends, right? Okay, so that's just that. It's funny that nobody wants to do the flogging. Nobody. John knows he has to do it. The people that are doing the flogging know they have to do it. And even though Jamie's argument that his mother was a McKenzie is a faulty argument at best, they all know that since Jamie admitted to it being his kilt, or at least part of his tartan that he's been holding on to, that they have to do it to Jamie. Again, even though they know that it's not him. This chapter is an interesting one because it does shed light on Jamie's character. But what it does is at the end of the chapter, we get this sense that Jamie has found his purpose. And you can really see that as a running theme through the rest of the chapter. Whether he is talking about Lord John, or Jamie is talking about Lord John, or he's talking about the Bonnie Prince. how he's forgiven the Body Prince after all these years, and Jaime has found his purpose, and that was given to him by Lord John. There is a little bit of a mystery. What exactly is it?